Hey, Loco Sports fans, welcome to another edition of the Loco Sports Lowdown Podcast. I'm Justin Jarrett, joined by Wes Kerr and Carlo Peruzza, and we're talking high school football today, starting with the South Carolina High School League schedule for this week. Four games featuring Loco teams, including a couple Loco-on-Loco battles. We've got Bishop England at Battery Creek, Whale Branch at Baptist Hill, Hilton Head at Bluffton, and Beaufort at May River. Let's start with Bishop England and Battery Creek, guys. Battery Creek got off to such a great start, dominated Academic Magnet, and then a shutout loss at Hanahan last week. Now they have another tough one, Bishop England. The top of this region, as we talked about, very stacked, but Bishop England looks like they may be the third team in that pecking order, perhaps, with Hanahan really looking good. Oceanside Collegiate very strong again. So this is kind of the question for Battery Creek, whether they can sneak into the top half of the region. They're going to have to knock off the Bishops on Friday night to do it, but they do get them at home. Where do we stand on this one, guys? Do we think Battery Creek can bounce back and make this one a competitive game?
You know, I'm concerned about the beating they took last week. It wasn't pretty against Hanahan. You know, well, obviously, I give a lot of credit to Kuchart and that Hawks team who have just been tremendous, and what a game they had against the Battery Creek Dolphins. But I'll say Terrence Ash and those Battery Creek squad, they got a lot of work to do this week to get these guys ready for a tough Bishop England team. It's going to be a heck of a test. The run defense, that was the concern last week. They got gashed. They're going to have to be solid against a really nice running back, Michael Long, for the Bishop England squad, and the quarterback him who can break one all the way. I mean, he's made some long runs this season, a dual threat quarterback, so he can run when the defense isn't expecting it. So he's got a decent arm as well. So can that Dolphin defense execute the fundamentals? We know Cooch Ash talked all about leading up to the season, blocking and tackling. Can they execute the fundamentals? Can they make the plays to keep themselves in ball games? Didn't happen last week against Hanahan. They got gassed for 358 yards on the ground. That's definitely a concern, especially with how good Bishop England's run game looks and has been. So, and on the other side, I mean, Bishop's got a nice team of defensive backs and some talent on the defensive line as well. So hopefully that Battery Creek offense can bounce back. I think it's going to be difficult. Might be too much if they continue to play like they did last week. But if they can get back to that week one confidence, maybe I have that bounce back. I like Jacoby Anderson's play. I think Jayon Allen's a complete weapon, a very powerful weapon on offense. Jeremiah Dilbert looked good in that first week. So if they can find some of that success that they had to start the season, it'll be difficult against a very disciplined and tough Bishop England team who's got some important defensive pieces. I think the blocking needs to get back to where it started for Battery Creek. I think if the blocking is solid, they can have a fighting chance in this game. Bishop England, I think they're definitely the top half of this region. So if Battery Creek wants to get in the top two, it's a must-win game for the Dolphins. So if they can execute a solid game and stop that Bishop England rushing attack and control that dynamic quarterback, I think they have a chance. But I definitely was concerned about that effort last week and the performance last week. Hanahan was great, but I was just looking for a little more from Battery Creek. I don't see them pulling this off.
Yeah, I definitely think Battery Creek's going to have themselves a challenge this Friday. I think, Wes, as you mentioned, I think it's important for them to try to go into this game with the confidence that they had in week one. And, I mean, I think that's the only thing they can do. They're playing at home, so that's a bit of a positive for them. But, I think they're going to have some difficulties, like you said, also stopping the Bishop England run. But Battery Creek, they have some great talent. You know, I really enjoy watching Jacoby Anderson. He's a lot of fun to watch. They have a lot of speed on that team. They're tough kids. They have a lot of grit, and they have a lot of heart. And Terrence Ash, you know, he's won a region championship with Beaufort. He knows what it's like to be in the big games. He knows what it's like to be in the play against the best teams in the region. So I think it all comes down to their game plan, how they come into the game. But it's definitely going to be an uphill battle.
Yeah, you look at Bishop England stats, and they're always known for running the ball. Looks like they're going to have been using two quarterbacks. Eddie Marinaro can throw it around a little bit more, pretty good passer. And then Pampu, as you mentioned, Wes, a very good runner, a 92-yard touchdown run earlier this season. So they've got some weapons for sure. Battery Creek will have to be very disciplined on defense. I say this a lot, but I feel like when you're the underdog, so to speak, it's so important to get off to a good start. You know, if you start on defense, get a stop. If you start on offense, put together a drive and put points on the board. And that just goes so far in building some confidence that, that you can compete with the other team on the field, especially when you're a young, inexperienced team not accustomed to success. So I think that's going to be huge for Battery Creek, just getting off to a good start, having something positive happen early on, see if they can stay in it. But I do think it's an uphill climb. I think they'll have to really play their best game and get some help from Bishop England to be able to pull this one off. But hopefully they can stay close and have a shot at the end. That's kind of all you can hope for when you're trying to pull off an upset. So best of luck to Terrence Ash and the Dolphins this week. Let's go across town in Buford to Whale Branch, where the Warriors are 2-0 and have outscored their first two opponents 85-0. Ranked sixth in Class 2A this week. They travel to Baptist Hill, also 2-0, had a tough win over Cross last week. So this one kind of looks like it may be the de facto region championship game. Whale Branch will also have to go up to Cross next week, so won't be out of the woods yet. But if they can win at Baptist Hill, they'll be the front runners to win the region title and continue to climb those Class 1A poles. So let's talk about Whale Branch, guys. They haven't really been challenged so far. We expect that to change this week, but do they have enough to go up to Hollywood and get the W?
I think this will be a great game. The Warriors have certainly cruised so far. They're going to get a tougher test this week against the Baptist Hill Bobcats, and you got to watch out for Harold Gaithers, who's had a nice start throwing for nearly 200 a game. They like to throw the ball. Terrence Brown has put up some nice numbers so far in just a couple of games, along with Kevin Townsend. So the defense, I think they'll be tested. The defense, obviously, outstanding, have not allowed a single point through two games, but this is going to be a very, very challenging test on the road against a Baptist Hill team who likes to throw the ball and has shown some offensive success early in the season. And can that young secondary thrive for Whale Branch? I mean, they're missing Jalen Jenkins and the linebacking group. Can Joseph Hicks continue his strong game early on this season? And then for the Whale Branch, on the offensive side of the ball, we've seen the rushing attack thrive. Can they keep that momentum going? Can they keep the ball rolling? You got a bunch of those contributors from last week, Jaden Grant, Joseph Hicks, Mason Griffin, Jalen Reeves. Reeves can throw some as well. So I like that offense. I like to see it develop more into a two-dimensional attack if Jalen Reeves can find that success throwing the football. And, I mean, Whale Branch, that defense just played so outstanding for the first 2 weeks. Obviously, the opponents have not been at the level of Baptist Hill, but I've just been liking so much what they've been doing. Jerry Hatcher, we see him do it before. That Whale Branch defense has just been outstanding. So it's going to be a much closer, it could be a defensive game. If the Whale Branch offense can get it going, I don't know if Baptist Hill will be able to match just based on what I've seen with Whale Branch and how stout they've been defensively. This one could very well decide the region. Two teams that have a chance to take it, and Whale Branch right now sitting at number six in the poll. This is a game where I think you got to win to make a statement that we're here and we're going to stay at the top of the classification.
Yeah, definitely. I think for Whale Branch is a huge game coming in here. Pretty much just as you mentioned, Wes, I mean, if they win this one, especially in a dominant fashion, it's going to be pretty much one of those things where it's, yeah, we're the real deal and we're here to stay. But that team has been so successful so far this season. And I think it all goes back to that defense. That defense has been so good. I mean, they haven't allowed a point in two games. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. So I definitely think they're going to be faced with a better, bigger challenge coming up on Friday, but they're playing on the road. But you know, they're a solid team, and they're just going to have to go up there, and they're going to have to play with a lot of heart and a lot of passion. And I think that defense really has to be there for them to get this game the job done.
Yeah, it's a kind of an unusual matchup. You don't see a lot of Class 1A teams that throw it more than they run it, but Baptist Hill certainly does. Just at least if the stats are accurate on Max Preps, 30 rushing attempts and 53 passing attempts. So that's a little unusual, especially with a freshman quarterback, but he's done a very nice job so far. And they're definitely a force to be reckoned with. Going to be a tough test for Whale Branch. I think that secondary will be up to the task. Their linebackers are good and they cover well. So I think they're going to be able to slow Baptist Hill down, keep them, you know, fairly low scoring. And with as much potency as Whale Branch's offense has, I don't think the defense will have to keep the number real low to be able to come away with the win, but certainly it'll be their biggest challenge thus far, and we'll find out a lot more about just how good the Whale Branch Warriors are and how far they may be able to go this season. And now we get our first look at a local team. Unfortunately, Hilton Head High had their first two games postponed due to the positive COVID diagnoses early in the season and the preseason. So they are just now getting their start, and they are facing another team looking for their first win. The Seahawks travel to Bluffton to take on the Bobcats in the Bridge Bowl, and not as much hype for the Bridge Bowl as we would normally have, with the Bobcats off to an 0-2 start and Hilton Head having not played a game yet, especially opposite our next game that we'll talk about. But this one's always a big one. The Bridge Bowl matters, and it could go a long way toward deciding if Hilton Head has a chance to make a run at a playoff spot. That is now obviously an uphill climb for Bluffton. Hilton Head, if they want to compete and they want to have a shot at knocking off Beaufort or May River and sneaking into the playoffs, they're going to have to start by beating the Bobcats. We don't know much about BJ Payne's team right now except what they look like on paper, but how do we see the Bridge Bowl shaking out in 2020?
I'll tell you, Bluffton coming in 0-2, obviously they're upset at how things are going, but now you get to face your rivals, and that's just an exciting opportunity to them to try to start right the ship. And for Hilton Head, finally get to start your season. You've been waiting months to get it rolling. Now you get to open it against your biggest rivals. And so I'm sure BJ Payne's squad is going to be pumped up for this contest. Bluffton's team will be as well. And we finally get to see Sam Suma and a Hilton Head offense who I think they have the potential to really surprise some people in this region. You know, Sam Suma, we've seen the success at John Paul II. He's been a clutch quarterback over there. And so I think Sam Suma is going to make an immediate impact for this Hilton Head squad. Gaston Orr was sensational last year, but I think Sam Suma is capable of leading this group as well. Of course, you have LeVarris Brown coming back, your running back, and Evan Elliott as well at wide receiver, who's been a reliable wideout in the past. And of course, you lose some guys on the offensive line, Conrad Alfred Young. So that could be an important loss if you don't able to get protection for Sam Suma to make some throws and protection for LeVarris Brown to get some runs across. So we'll see how well the O-line plays. I think the Seahawks will definitely try to play a run defense, try to stop Kylan Simmons. We haven't seen much from Nate Hoyt. We did see a really nice throw at the end of the May River game, but Hoyt has been kind of iffy so far, on and off. I mean, he's a young quarterback. That's what you expect. So if Hilton Head can stop Kylan Simmons, kind of do what May River did, I'm sure they can do a lot of scouting of how they defended Bluffton, and kind of if they can hold down Simmons and force Nate Hoyt to throw the football, that's kind of the key of what you want to do against Bluffton. But of course, you have Jalen Sneed looking to lead the charge, who is their star on defense, and he's might be able to put up some great totals in these games. And I guess the concern for Hilton Head is that inexperienced secondary. And I mean, obviously you lose Christian Miller, you lose Coldamarzo. Coldamarzo is a big loss on both sides of the field. So what's that secondary, what's that defense going to look like? Can the pass game end up thriving for Bluffton? Can Nate Hoyt find his receivers? Had a nice connection late in the game, as I said, against May Rivers. So if they can get some passing going, Bluffton might be able to find something. But it's a rivalry game, should be a close, fun affair. It seems like it always is. It's an opener, which is the more exciting for Hilton Head to start the season against the rivalries in the Bridge Bowl. That game always means so much to both teams, and it means even more now that they're playing a very, very meaningful game in the region. Bluffton, it's pretty much it's much to win, of course, for them. But for Hilton Head, it kind of is as well, because, I mean, you haven't played May River yet. You haven't played Beaufort yet. You want to start things on the right footing, and with only two teams being able to get in the postseason, it's a game pretty much got to have against a lesser opponent like in Bluffton. So if they can get it together, that'll give some positive momentum as they get ready for May River and Beaufort. So Seahawks with a big opportunity for them to start their season 1-0. Can they do it? Which defense will be able to make the stops, be able to win? I think Hilton Head, I think the quarterback kind of puts the Seahawks over the top here. Sam Suma's done it before. I will take the Seahawks in this one.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one, actually. I think I'm actually going to go to it as well. It's going to be nice to finally be able to see the Seahawks play. You know, I've been really looking forward to seeing him play. Obviously, new quarterback this year, Sam Suma. It's going to be awesome to see. I really enjoy watching Jalen Sneed play. It's going to be interesting to see what they can do against Bluffton. Obviously, season right now not going as planned for the Bluffton Bobcats. Definitely looking like this could end up as a rebuilding year for them. But, you know, I think they're just so young. And I think this one could be a shootout. I honestly think this is going to be a competitive game. We'll see what shape Hilton Head's in. You know, Hilton Head hasn't played yet, obviously. We'll see if there's any rust coming into the game. They've been through a lot. So we'll see where they're at mentally, and we'll see where the skill level is early on. But I foresee this game being a high-scoring affair. I really do. I think it's going to be a shootout. Obviously, for Hilton Head, Hilton Head's really going to have to try and control that run defense, you know, with Kylan Simmons. That kid is an absolute monster, you know, in both the games. Bluffton has played already this season against Carlton and then May River last week. He's made some big runs. I've seen him play in both of them, and he's just exciting to watch. I mean, he is a versatile running back. He will run past you. He's fast. He is just an absolute beast, and has to be one of the best running backs in this region. So I think this one's going to be close. I think, Wes, I'll agree with you. I think I would give the advantage. You know, I'm going to say Hilton Head. That's my pick. But we'll see. It's Friday night football. Anything can happen.
Yeah, especially when you have a rivalry involved and teams that are really hungry to get a win. So I expect this one to be fairly competitive. Like you said, Carlo, Kylan Simmons is having a nice season so far, despite the Bobcats' overall struggles. He's a very powerful running back. He's going to cause some problems for that retooled Hilton Head defense. But I just don't know if the Bobcats have enough in the passing game. Jalen Lenders, you know, an impressive athlete. When they get the ball in his hands, he can do some good things, and they have some other guys who can hurt you too. But we just haven't seen enough from that passing game for me to feel real confident that they're going to be able to put up enough points to get it done. The defense has not defended the run very well at all. LaVaris Brown is a very nice running back, and Hilton Head will have a plan to get the ball in his hands, and he can make some things happen. So I think the Seahawks will have the edge in this one, and of course the quarterback play I think gives a big edge to the Seahawks right now. The factor that I am considering that I think will make it maybe closer than it would be is just that the Bobcats have two games under their belt. They've been able to make some adjustments, see some things in action against another team, and the Seahawks just really haven't had that opportunity. They've been hitting each other when they've been able to get on the field and practice. So, you know, Bluffton should be a little ahead of the curve as far as, you know, getting their offense installed and getting things worked out. Hilton Head will probably have some bumps along the way in week one, but I think they'll have enough of an edge to pull it off. But certainly I could see it flipping the other way, and I wouldn't be terribly surprised to see that. Now, speaking of the two teams at the top of that region and the game of the week this week in the Loco, without question, Buford High 1-0 traveling to May River 2-0, and this one looks like it's going to be the region championship game, barring something extremely unforeseen. But there's a lot that could be unforeseen in this strange season for sure. So nothing taken for granted, but Buford looked very good in their opener last week against James Island, 48-6, complete domination on both sides of the ball. Didn't even allow a first down in the first quarter, that defense playing phenomenally. But then they go up against May River, which you know what they're going to do, but man, do they do it well. They had 300-yard rushers last week with Cam Scott, Jaden Jones, and Ahmad Green. And it's really a pick-your-poison situation with those guys. We know how good that Buford defensive line is, and the rest of the defense played exceptionally last week as well. But it's going to be a tough challenge for them to stop May River's offense. And on the other side of the ball, Buford, very two-dimensional. Tyler Haley looked very good in his return to action. And this looks like it is going to be a ton of fun. What are you guys expecting to see on Friday night at the Tank?
Oh, boy, this is going to be the game of the year on the Loco, I think, and should be a heck of a 4A showdown between two of the best teams, some of the best teams in the lower state, I think. Obviously, May River in the top 10 in 4A, and Buford receiving votes. So it's going to be a clash of some of the best teams in the entire state in their classification. And, you know, the matchup of the night, Ahmad Green going up against Elon Smalls and that Buford defense. And, I mean, can May River or will they be able to run against that Buford defensive line, who has just been amazing so far? And they'll be prepared for the run, I'm sure. Can they mix it up? Obviously, you mentioned all those outstanding running backs and quarterbacks who can run it with Ahmad Green, Jaden Jones, and Cameron Scott. Can the Eagles kind of disrupt that point of attack? May River, might they test throwing the ball a little bit if they can't run it early, or even just to mix it up and Ahmad Green? I mean, we've seen Stephon Gadsden perform well at wide receiver, had a touchdown in the game last week against Bluffton. He's kind of the guy who we said is replacing Terry Fields at wide receiver. Can some of those other guys step up and catch some passes? So I think maybe we're just going to stick with the run. I think if it may work, it may not. I think it will work to a certain degree, but Buford's definitely going to try to stop it. So we'll see how effective it will be and how much maybe we'll decide to run it versus pass football. And on the other end, can that Shark defense led by Eli Hall, who was a beast last week, just flying all over the place and doing everything against the Bluffton Bobcats, can he disrupt this Eagles attack? And Tyler Haley, he's got an arm. He's got a couple of really nice running backs with him as well. And Haley can run it too. And under a big offensive line who will go against a strong defensive front on the May River side. So a fantastic matchup there. Buford can throw it. They can run it. I think they'll definitely have some success against this May River defense, but it's going to be difficult with how much talent the Sharks have on that side of the ball as well. So I think it might come down to kind of who wins the line of scrimmage. Can the Sharks hold their own against that defensive line of Buford and on the offensive line as well? So I think it could really go either way. I mean, these offenses are both very good, but there are pieces on either end that are going to play a big factor in this contest. I think it comes down to which group can stay composed, make the least mistakes. I think it could go in either direction, and I think the winner of this game will be able to take this region and put themselves in prime position for a playoff run.
Yeah, this one's going to be absolutely crazy. You know, this is one of the games that you look at the season schedule when it comes out and you get your highlighter out and you put star game, star game, star game. I think this game you get a nice purple highlighter, yellow highlighter, whatever you have, and you circle it until you can't anymore, because this really could be the game of the year. It's going to be a good one. You know, I'm really excited for this one. Two really strong teams. You know, one team, well, I guess, you know, they're both proven teams. One team, Buford, winning the region last year. May River almost going to state. It's going to be very competitive. It's going to be back and forth, I think. I think May River is going to take it. I really do. I just think, you know, both teams want it this year. I did stories on both teams before the season started. Obviously, Tyler Haley coming back, he looked amazing on last week. But we'll see what happens. Honestly, though, I think May River is so locked in. I think May River is so focused. I think that loss to Dillon in last season is going to really get them going through teams like this. And, you know, that's something you're going to hear from me throughout the season. But I think that loss to Dillon last season, I think that is going to take them to the state championship this year. I'm very high on these kids. But, you know, Buford's going to be a tough task. You know, Buford's going to be a very tough task. I'm just hoping, you know, it's a fun and exciting game, which I think it will. I think it's going to be a very offense-heavy game. I mean, it's going to be hard to stop either of those offenses. But, you know, they both also have great defense, especially Buford. You know, Buford has a very good defense. So we'll see if that gives Ahmad Green and the guys on offense some problems. But, you know, I think, honestly, the more I think about it, I think it's going to be a bit – I don't know. I think it's going to kind of be a shootout, honestly. I think it's going to end up in like maybe a 35-28 May River victory. I think it's going to be something like that.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening. I think if it becomes a defensive struggle, that probably benefits Buford more than May River. I think May River, although May River wants to run the ball, run the clock, control the game, Buford will do much of the same. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what kind of approach both teams take in this one and what their game plan is. I wonder if we'll see some of the option look from Buford as well. You know, Daniel Ferris ran it so well against the Sharks last year. Of course, they didn't have any film on it. That was game one after Haley got hurt, I think. So they kind of had to come up with it on the fly, and May River wasn't really prepared for it. So I'm sure they will be prepared for that possible look this week. They're going to lay it. Everybody's going to lay it all out because they know that this is most likely for the region championship, and winning this one gives you you know, a little bit of cushion to have a slip up at some point and still be able to get into the playoffs. So this is a huge game. They're definitely going to leave it all on the field. They're going to pull out all the stops. We're going to see everything from both of these teams on Friday night, and that's what's going to make it so much fun. When the stakes are high, you know, there's nothing to hold back. So everybody's going to show their cards and go all in, and it's going to be a blast to see who comes out on top. I agree with you, Wes, that this game likely is won in the trenches. And for that reason, I'm kind of leaning Buford at the moment, just because I think their defensive line is just so big and strong. Offensive line also played very well last week. So I think they're going to have a little bit of an edge on size in the trenches. And I think that may be the difference in this one. If Iman Smalls and Theo Washington and those guys can get pressure at the line of scrimmage and disrupt things in the backfield, disrupt the timing, that's really going to be the key for them. And I think those big guys up front will be able to do it. But I certainly expect this one to be down to the wire and maybe come down to who makes a mistake in crunch time late to determine who comes out on top and takes over the lead in the region. So it's going to be, as you said, Wes, the game of the year in my eyes. It's kind of strange to get it so early in this condensed schedule, but it's one we've been looking forward to since last year. I mean, knowing that May River was coming up to 4A, Buford got them last year. Defending region champs want to prove it wasn't a fluke. May River wants to show that they can compete in 4A and be a state championship contender. So this one has all the ingredients to be just an outstanding high school football game. It's going to be a lot of fun, and congrats to those who are able to get tickets and see it in person. But I do believe it'll be on WHHI as well and streaming live on their Facebook. So everybody should be able to check this one out from wherever they are and see a great football game between Buford and May River. All right, well, that wraps up our rundown of this week's game in the South Carolina High School League featuring Loco teams. We'll also have our preview of the area Skeeza games coming out. And we'll also have our recaps of all those games next week, as well as our interview show featuring Kylie Gleason, May River High School softball star, now at the University of South Carolina. So if you like what you hear from the Loco Sports Lowdown podcast, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so that you get an alert every time we release a new episode, 5 of them a week, and check them out. Thanks for joining us for this edition, and until next time, go Loco.